meet the Mets, meet the Mets. Step right up and greet the Mets. Bring your kiddies, bring your wife. Guaranteed to have the time of your life, because the Mets are really socking that ball. Knocking those home runs over the wall. East side, west side, everybody's coming down to meet the M-E-T-S Mets of New York Town.
Best lyrics ever to a song ever.
Oh, the butcher and the baker and the people on the street. Where do they go? To meet the Mets.
Get it, Joe. Get it, come on.
I'm getting to their seats. Where do they go? To greet the Mets. Both friends are true to the orange and blue. So hurry up and come on.
I can do as good as you this way.
We got ourselves a ball club of the Mets of New York Town.
Yay.
Give him a hand.
Give him a what?
And let him know you're chipping in the stands.
They didn't say give him a hang, did they?
No, give him a hand. Give him a hand.
Oh, okay, that makes sense.
You don't hang anybody.
It's an old song. It's an old song.
It's not that.
Now, I'm watching the YouTube clip now. They're burning American flags and shit. What is this?
This is 2009. That was a bad year.
I'll tell you what this is.
This is Apples and Oranges.
My name is Ruben Sindo Acosta.
I'm Joe Sonnenblick.
And hey. We weren't around last week because neither of us wanted to travel in the snow. There were no trains.
That's it.
It sucked.
I mean, we don't really care about the people that really listen to this.
Let's be real.
Yeah.
No one's paying attention.
People are listening, I think. I got some people on the hook.
On the hook.
On the hook, yeah. We've got about four listeners spread out over six miles.
Yeah. 6 mile radius.
In Greece.
In Greece.
Yeah. The poor part of Greece.
I thought you meant the musical Grease.
No, that we're in Grease 2.
We're in Grease 2.
Our show is being broadcast live through Grease 2,
Grease
1983.
2 wait, Grease the country?
No, Grease the musical. There was a sequel, Grease
and they made a
2.
And they made a live musical of 2.
No, but we're in Grease 2.
Who's in Grease 2?
I believe John Travolta reprises his role as a slick-back Italian hair man. And Olivia Newton-John also reprises her role as future breast cancer survivor Olivia Newton-John.
That's how she's credited.
Yeah.
So this show's about sports.
Yeah, so we're here to tell you that Yonis Cespedes.
Tell me about Yonis.
Oh, I'm going to tell you about Yonis. Yonis Cespedes, who just a week and a half ago was nowhere near coming back to the Mets, was talking to other teams, the Nationals. Offered this guy a $130 million deal.
Jesus.
And he just said no. Because.
He can't read.
The way.
Sorry.
The way it went down apparently was how Sandy Alderson found out he was in Washington, D.C. was through Tinder. He hit a woman up on Tinder in the D.C. area, said, hey, I'm going to be in Washington, D.C. Somehow the woman leaked the news to the media.
Wait a second.
Yes.
Yonis Cespedes.
Multi-millionaire Yonis Cespedes was in Washington, D.C. to maybe sign with the Nationals, but definitely to fuck this girl.
Yeah.
And it leaked out, and Sandy Alderson probably first said, what is Tinder?
Yeah.
And then, why is he in D.C.?
I think he asked why is he in D.C. first.
Okay. Yeah, maybe. Yeah. But he's an old man. I feel like old people want to know what things are. You know?
What is this?
And he's on his hospital bed recovering from cancer.
But he checked that now. You know he downloaded Twitter.
Yeah.
Tinder.
Sandy Alderson downloads Tinder. I don't know.
Isn't it weird that Twitter sounds more like a sexual thing than Tinder?
Yeah, but Tinder's hot.
I know, but Twitter.
Fire!
Twitter sounds like
your heart twittering.
No,
your balls?
Like rubbing a
clitoris.
Clitoris. Yeah.
You forgot what it was called.
Well, I didn't want to use the short term. I didn't want to say clit.
Why?
I don't know. I think clitoris is a very beautiful word.
I do too, but you could say clit. People know what a clit is.
Sure.
I mean, unless Alex Meraz is listening, and I don't think he knows what a clitoris is.
He doesn't know what a clitoris is. Name. Listen,
he's
Alex,
not well
I don't know you that
versed
well.
In the clitoris.
All right. Well,
anyhow,
you're not going to be the one to teach him, Joe.
Yes, I am. So
sports.
Sandy Alderson hops out of his hospital gown into his...
He's running down the hall, ass
screaming, Cespedes! Gets into his flannel shirt and Dockers khakis.
Dockers khaki?
Yeah, I'm pretty sure he wears Sperry's shoes as well.
Is khaki a color or is khakis like a brand?
Khakis is a brand, but khaki is also a color. So if you're talking about, I have a khaki shirt on, it's a color. If you're talking, I have khakis on, that's a brand.
Those are a brand.
Yeah.
But there's a way to have like khaki Levi's on.
Yeah.
Not that, I just think of a pant manufacturer.
Well, yeah. I think so.
So
then he goes to Washington, D.C. Apparently they sit in a hotel room for about 4.5 hours.
So Yoni's got his sex in, for sure.
No,
with Sandy?
No, I don't think he sexed up Sandy. I think, if anything, Sandy sexed him up, okay? So so he sits there for like 4.5 hours, and they come out with a 3-year, $75 million deal with an opt-out clause after the first year.
How many years was the Nationals contract?
6.
Oh, wow.
He left more years and more money on the table.
Is that more money?
Well, it would equal more money because they'd front-load the contract. We're back-loading the 3-year deal with an opt-out clause. Oh. So if he opts out after this year, essentially he's going to make $27 million bucks for 1 year.
But this sounds like a commitment to winning.
He said, I wanted to finish what we started here. And the Mets also avoided arbitration with Neil Walker, signing him to a 1-year $10 million deal.
Yeah.
Duda, 1-year, $5 million deal. Matt Harvey, only getting paid $4 million bucks this year.
But he's hanging out.
The only problem I see now is still the bullpen. The bullpen got better, though. While everyone was talking about Cespedes going crazy that he wasn't going to re-sign, we signed a left-handed specialist out of the bullpen named Antonio Bastardo.
That's not a good last name.
It's okay.
That does not make me trust that man.
He's great. He's really, really great. And having a lefty specialist is really what you want there.
Bastardo.
You have a very...
Like bastard.
Yeah, Antonio the Bastard. I love it.
Oh, okay. Now I'm kind of into it when you say it like
Antonio
that.
Antonio the Bastard.
I watched Inglourious Bastards last night. And
I'm sorry.
You didn't like that film.
I fucking hate that movie.
Hate that movie. What do you hate about that movie?
It's masturbation. The man is masturbating in your face, especially with his stupid last line, this might be my greatest masterpiece yet. Hey, fuck you, you idiot.
Well, that,
you fucking
look,
idiot.
I'm not saying the movie was fucking masterpiece.
We all hate Nazis, but you don't have to be stupid about it. That movie was stupid. It was made for ignorant folk.
Some of it was kind of fun.
Ignorant.
You know who I thought was great in it? Michael Fassbender.
Michael Fassbender is very underrated in that film. People get lost in the fact that is Michael Fassbender.
Yeah, it's very... I mean, he's in the movie for like fucking 10 minutes of the 2.5 hours.
I forgot that Tom Hardy was in Mad Max. I'm watching Mad Max and I'm going...
Oh, the new one, Fury Road. I haven't seen it still. Great. I heard it's fucking great. Yeah.
See it.
I got to check it out.
Yeah, Linda and I, after this, we're going to be watching Creed...
The band? Live?
Yeah, we're going to Scott Stapp's penitentiary cell in his brain.
Because Scott Weiland's dead.
Yeah, and sucks.
Both, yeah.
Sucks and dead. Well, and Scott Stapp's got one of those going for him. He sucks.
Right, he does. He's got anything going for him.
He's got half of what Scott Weiland has right now.
Yep.
So I don't know who's doing better at the moment. Probably Scott Weiland.
Scott Weiland, yeah. He's doing all right.
So we're going to be watching Creed, Carol, and The Big Short.
Oh, Creed, the Rocky.
The Rocky.
I want to see that.
Yeah, a lot of people are telling me it's great, but a few people I trust told me that it was very overrated.
Well, what are you going to do? That's overrated. You can't... No,
overrided's not a word.
Yep.
Mm-hmm. I mean...
Check it. Scrabble Dictionary.
Overrided?
Yep.
What is that?
I used it. I got fucking 38 points with it.
In a game versus two dead guys and an illiterate?
Mm-hmm.
That's good.
But I won.
Well, yeah.
That's what counts.
The illiterate was a counts. That's true.
And that's what the Mets want to do.
And that's right. I didn't bring it back. That's right. The Mets do want to win. This shows me that we are not scared to spend at the moment. I do believe that they are still one very small piece away. It's nothing big.
But what
it's
do you think?
It's a bench. What?
Bench.
It's a bench piece. Because they have... Last year, they had a pretty good bench to go with a complimentary offense.
Mm.
But... Now you've gotten rid of Kelly Johnson. You've gotten rid of Juan Uribe. You have Alejandro Daza on the bench. You'll probably have Juan Lagares. You'll probably have Wilmer Flores. You'll probably have Ruben Tejada.
Yay.
Yes. You need one piece of power on that bench, and I don't know where it's going to come from, because they could have signed Ryan Rayburn and they didn't. They could have signed Mark Reynolds and they didn't, because they were sure. They were like 1,000% sure that they weren't re-signing Yoni Cespedes.
Right.
So they were ready.
You were.
Yeah. So they were ready to not forfeit the season, but say, okay, we're not going to be as good as we were last year, so buckle up. Maybe we'll make a trade at the deadline, you know?
Yeah.
But that pitching will only carry you as far as your hitting will, and now your hitting's going to carry you.
Yeah.
You've got at least 5 guys who can hit 20 home runs or more on that team. And I'm including David Wright in that, and people are, you know, getting on me about that all over the place. I understand. He's not the same. The guy's 33 years old. He's got spinal stenosis. If he hits 15 home runs, we're all going to clap for him. He's fucking good. Somebody call in. Somebody who watches baseball, call in and name me a better third baseman. And I'm not, don't say Chris Bryant because he's 9 years old. All right, he's 19 years old. I'm talking about a better third baseman who's been in the game. Who would you rather have defensively, David Wright or anyone? Who's better? All right, maybe you can make a case for Nolan Arenado, but you can't, probably. Are we getting a call? Is this a call? No, it's not.
Ooh, this is a sext, excuse me.
From a man. 718-395-3731.
One.
See that? He said one.
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 That's okay. So we always say it together. So it's 718-395-3731.
Yes. One. So something else I want to speak on. The Yankees made a trade a couple weeks ago, and it sort of got lost in the shuffle of...
Who's that? The Yankees?
They're another team that should be a minor league team.
Where
pretty
do
soon.
They play?
In a shithole known as the Bronx.
Oh, come on. Don't shit on the Bronx as a whole.
As a whole? No, I'm shitting on
you
the Bronx.
You could shit on the entire organization and its history, but...
I'm telling you.
People live there.
They do. Well, they do.
In the stadium. There. They hide underneath like rats.
I don't deny such a thing. And I'm telling you. Thank you, Jason, for listening to the soothing tones of apples and oranges as you fly to Orlando. Much appreciated.
Did it say soothing sound?
He said the soothing.
He's, okay. Yeah. I was like, you're not.
I'm not soothing.
I think I can be kind of soothing.
You can be kind of soothing. You're more like a. I'm like a. Like one of those carpet fibers, you know, that you, like a
I think
in the store.
Your voice is totally fitted for 11. Mine is kind of more of like a, it's 2 a.m. and you're listening to the Sade Hour. You know?
With a guy.
With a man.
With a man. So, back to the sports. The Yankees make this trade for Aroldis Chapman, right? And a few teams wanted Aroldis Chapman because he's one of the best, if not the best, closer in baseball. Even though the Yankees were trying to sell their stupid fans on Andrew Miller, who's an absolute waste of space. He's a bum, and I've been saying it forever. Guy blows more games than Kim Kardashian blows, I don't know, dicks? Is that, that's all?
She's a married woman now, Joe.
But she's married to the biggest dick in America.
Who?
Who?
Kanye?
Yeah, he's a pretty big dick.
Whatever, bro. He's just confident. He's a good artist.
Yeah, all right.
He is a good artist.
All right, bro.
He is. I don't mind. Listen to his fucking work.
I have. I listened to the first two albums. They're great.
No, come on.
I don't like
Yeezus. Those are his worst records.
You're an idiot. I don't like Yeezus. I hated 808s and Heartbreak.
The 808s is terrible.
And My Dark Twisted Fantasy. Whatever.
My Dark Twisted and Yeezus are the most interesting fucking contemporary composition.
The guy was one of the
popular
the guy
culture.
Was one of the greatest beat makers of all time, and then he decided, hey, I want to be this guy. And while his first two records I really liked.
I dislike his first two records.
Why?
There's moments of it that's fine, but it fits into the same like lexicon of what's going on or what was going on. Now it's forward thinking, interesting music.
I don't think it's forward thinking
at
all.
Absolutely.
I think
that means you're not listening, which is fine.
It's a terrible regression.
Absolutely not.
It's a narcissistic mirror.
Listen,
the man is staring into himself.
The man is amplified and lit. You're a fucking artist. To call an artist narcissistic, yeah, yes, of course.
I pushed Ruben's big button.
I just fucking
I pushed
it's
his button.
So stupid,
everybody,
man.
Ruben's awake now. He's 11 o'clock, not
Listen,
2 o'clock
you give,
anymore.
You give anybody enough fucking under a large enough microscope, absolutely everyone is a fucking asshole. From John Lennon to Martin Luther King to fucking everybody is a piece of fucking shit. If you analyze them enough, given the culture we live in, of course someone like that is called the biggest dick in America. But if there was Twitter or any of that shit before, John Lennon would have been called that.
Yeah. I call him that now.
He's a fucking wife beater.
Yeah, beats
his
wife.
Who left his family.
Yeah.
twice.
Gold Rolls Royce, driving down the street, beats his wife.
Imagine peace
yeah.
to people.
And then he beat her.
Yeah.
Got drunk on gin and beat her.
See?
Yeah. So anyway, so Jason Jason messaged me, Josh Donaldson over David Wright. As a hitter, sure. Defensively, you lost. That's crazy. That's okay. That's your business. Anyhow, the Yankees, let me try to finish this. I'm kicking things. Let me try to finish this. Aroldis Chapman gets traded. Before he gets traded, it comes out that he may have really beat the shit out of his wife. Mm. May have really grabbed her by the face and started hammering her with his big Dominican fist. Or Cuban, I'm not sure. Probably Dominican. I can't be sure.
I'm not
doing this because of race. I just can't be sure. So
I appreciate that you're not nailing. You're not just like sticking with the first one that comes to mind.
Yeah, I'm pretty sure he's Dominican. I'm just from memory.
All right.
So it comes out that he beats her, and he's probably going to face charges. The Yankees make a smooth, slick Dick Willie deal and don't trade anyone big. They don't get rid of any of their top 10 prospects. They trade for him. They sign him to a deal, and all of a sudden, the charges just go away. Just fly away, charges.
Money's a hell of a drug.
Fly away. Okay. Now let me ask this question to anyone who's listening, anywhere. If he went to, I don't know, the Cincinnati, well, he was on the Cincinnati Reds. If he went to the
Minnesota
Texas
Twins.
Rangers or the Minnesota Twins, anywhere else, you think he'd be playing baseball? I do not think he'd be playing baseball. The Yankees, who are infinitely more powerful in terms of money than any team, maybe in America.
More than Cowboys?
That's probably close. That's probably the closest. But they just somehow bought. How'd they buy off? It was in Cincinnati. Was it in the Dominican? Did he beat her up in the Dominican?
Doesn't matter where it happened.
Doesn't matter?
Money travels fast.
I feel like if he beat her up in the Dominican, though, it's probably easier to buy people off over there.
Well, you know, American dollar goes a long way.
Well, that's what I'm saying.
Have you been?
Not to the Dominican Republic.
It's beautiful.
I would.
And don't waste time on resorts. Like, go check out the actual country.
I'm not going to the Dominican Republic. I don't know why you're... What are you, a travel agent all of a sudden?
You don't want to go with me?
Are you going?
I was
going
to invite you, unless you don't want to go.
When are you leaving?
After the show.
Right now! Yeah, he is in a swimsuit only.
Yeah.
I mean,
it's
radio.
It's on my arm. I'm naked.
Yeah. He's wearing a swimsuit on his head.
And a floaty.
And a condom. He's got a swimsuit and a condom on.
Condom on my left foot and a floaty around my cock.
There it is. You know, just to wade in the water a little bit.
So?
So, I just have to know how they did this. Why is this team allowed? They are allowed to get away with everything. And they always have been. Ever since Big George bought that fucking team, the reason why luxury tax exists is because of the Yankees. The reason why a salary cap exists is because of the Yankees. The reason why you saw no small market teams win anything other than the Royals in 85 was because of the Yankees. That's the way it works. Okay? The Yankees are some big juggernaut that really believes that they can just do whatever they want. Much like, to me, at the moment, the Cowboys in sports and football. I think the Cowboys believe they can do whatever they want.
Except win. That's the one that's missing. Money can't get you those.
But you see, that's what's happening.
Anymore.
That's what's happening with the Yankees now. They haven't won a World Series in going on 8 years. Okay? They haven't been in the playoffs. I don't count last year as the playoffs. Sorry, Yankee fans.
They didn't get in.
They got to the wild card game.
The single game. That's not the playoffs.
No, it's not.
You're not playing in a series.
You played off. And
yeah.
You got played off.
Who was it? Beat him? Houston.
So, I'm looking at Yankee fans right now. And Yankee fans really want... The thing is, when I say that my team is here to take the city, and they're so hung on to this thing. We're the Yankees. Well, you're always going to be our little brother. Shut up, sit down, bite your pillow, and fuck you. All right? I'm telling you right now, the time is ours. The city is now ours. You have nothing but bloated contracts and bad baseball players. Signed Jacoby Ellsbury to a 5-year, $120 million deal. Yeah, that's going to work. Real, real smart brass over there. You got a drunk son who doesn't know what the fuck he's doing. His daughter's a whore. I mean,
Hey.
Not that there's anything wrong with that.
No, but she's an ugly whore. So if you want to...
Oh!
Yeah. So if you want to deal in reality, here's some reality for you. You aren't going to win another World Series in the next 20 years.
20?
I'm going to give you 20 years.
20?
You don't have a pitching staff.
That's a long time.
You don't have one ace on your staff. Tanaka, I said he was going to get hurt because who knows how many innings that guy pitched in Japan. Could have pitched 50,000 innings in Japan. Who cares? Your team is fucking irrelevant. Irrelevant. You have become the Milwaukee Brewers of New York. So you welcome it. You welcome the truth. You will never, ever be as good as what we're putting together. We put it together. You bought it. We put it together, okay? And you won 17 of your fucking World Series when blacks and Dominicans didn't play baseball. So deal with that fact, too. And when there were six teams in the league, you fucking idiots. I fucking hate you. And I will always hate you. I will wish bad things upon all Yankee fans and players. I don't like them. I find them to be malcontents, losers, ne'er-do-wells. Failures. Cocksuckers.
There's nothing wrong with being a cocksucker. Particularly if you enjoy sucking cock.
No.
And everyone's consented.
Yes, but in a philosophical cocksucking way. Not in a literal I much. You want to suck cock? Suck cock. Go out there and just grab a dick and start blowing, baby. That's my thing.
So
now we're going to talk about Cam Newton.
We are?
Yeah, why not?
All right. So
Ruben hates Cam Newton.
However, in regards to his team, maybe
this is Galileo recanting.
Maybe I was wrong. Maybe
Cardinals were so good.
All right, look. It's a shame. Mm. It's a goddamn shame.
No, it's not. Carson Palmer sucks.
He doesn't suck.
Yeah, he is the physical personification of the Cincinnati Bengals. That guy blows.
He doesn't. No, come on.
No?
He had a bad game.
He had a bad career.
Come on, dude. They fucking crushed it all season.
Okay, then.
I think it's a damn shame that they're out of the playoffs. I think it's a shame they're not in the Super Bowl.
So then why isn't Ryan Fitzpatrick getting the shine that Carson Palmer's getting?
What shine?
What shine? Carson Palmer's second in the voting for MVP. He finished second.
Yep.
So you're telling me Ryan Fitzpatrick, who had more touchdowns than Carson Palmer.
Doesn't matter. It's based on performance.
We were above 500 team.
Okay, we're not talking about the full team. We're talking about individual performance. Most valuable player, singular.
Okay, Carson Palmer had, what, 200 more yards than Ryan Fitzpatrick?
Right, and he didn't have Brandon Marshall.
No, we had Larry Fitzgerald and John Brown. That's all. And the kid Johnson, who came out in the middle of the year and destroyed everybody.
Listen.
One of the best offensive lines in football.
Yeah.
And one of the best defenses in football.
They're great.
So you mean he had everything, is what you're saying?
No. He did well. You're saying he sucks. He doesn't suck.
Yes, I am saying he sucks. Put him back on the Bengals. Put Andy Dalton on the Cardinals. He finishes second in the MVP race.
No.
Yes.
No way.
Yes.
No.
Anybody. Anyone. Sanchez. Bradford. Maybe not Geno Smith, but
no,
Sanchez
not
and
Geno
Bradford.
Smith. Neither of those guys can.
Eli Manning would win a fucking Super Bowl on that team.
No, man. Whatever. Listen, you just want to stomp on him now that he lost. Had he won, you'd say that he was the motherfucking truth.
No,
and
I
all
told
this.
You about the Cardinals, man.
No, you didn't.
I didn't?
You didn't say shit. You were like, oh, really? And that was it. You never shit all over the Cardinals like this. Now that they're out and they've definitely lost, you can.
You gotta go back. I just said
these
to you,
shows are recorded.
Said,
you
I
can
know.
Go back.
You're wrong, is what I said. And you're wrong.
I was wrong
yes.
about that.
The Panthers are it.
You think they're winning the Super Bowl?
Oh, yeah. And I think they're going to win the Super Bowl by like 72.
Jesus.
I mean, Peyton Manning.
You think it's going to happen again to the Broncos?
Yeah. Peyton Manning's little head's going to roll off his body.
So here's what I think is going to happen.
You think the Panthers are going to shit the bed?
Yep.
No.
Big
old. Well, you've just been anti-Panther
they're
the
not
entire
do it.
Year. And
they're
they
not
proved
do
you
it.
Wrong.
Cool.
The only team that came close to beating them was Seattle, and that's because they had a 20-point swing in the last 8 minutes.
Yeah. Now, what I think's going to happen.
Tell me about Cameron.
So look, here's my beef with Cam Newton. Is he talented? Absolutely, yes.
Yes.
Without a doubt.
And I was wrong.
Can he do some amazing things on the football field?
Yes.
Totally by himself? Yes.
100%.
has he improved his play exponentially since his couple of years in the league?
Millions.
Does he have what it takes to win a Super Bowl?
He's there.
No.
You're wrong.
No is the answer to that question.
Call in and tell this idiot that he's wrong. 718-395-3731.
So Cam Newton is a very, very talented young man who, particularly in this last interview I saw of his, I was like, oh, you know.
The one on ESPN, the one with Lindsay, whatever her face was?
No, it was with
Ed Werder?
No, a former player.
Chris Carter?
No. I forget what it was because I remember just him, and he said, like, oh, I dance and I can't bottle up my emotions because I work so damn hard. And he just kind of like looked straight in, like, I put in the work so I can celebrate.
Yeah.
To me, says that he hasn't grown up at all. And all the luck that used to run out in regular season Panthers games is now on his side. I don't think he's going to win the Super Bowl. In fact, I think they're going to lose because of him. I think he's going to make a huge mental error that his imbecilic mind cannot cope with.
Uh-oh.
And he's going to shit the bed on the largest platform. In fact, I think it's going to be a close game. Regardless, I think it's going to be a close game. What?
I heard a noise. Did you hear that?
It's probably Lenny taking a dump.
All right. Lenny took a dump.
Yeah. That's what happened.
Sorry to derail your train of thought there.
Oh, well.
But now, I'm going to tell you right now. Uh-oh. I'm not going to tell you anything.
Someone
here's
else
a call.
Is going to tell us.
Probably Mraz.
What's good?
What's up, fellas?
Yep.
This is Alex. How you doing?
How you doing?
Well, man. How's it going?
Good, man. First off, Joe, I like that when you ask baseball fans to call in. The phone line's really, really burned down.
Shut the fuck up.
All this trying to get in there.
Well, I think that would actually be good news for Joe, because he was challenging going, name a better
third baseman.
Third baseman is what it was.
That, or it's just indicative of nobody cares about baseball in January.
No, we know that. Alex. I'm trying to be nice to the poor kid.
Joe, you're crazy. Yeezus is amazing, but that's a whole different story. This is a sports show.
Totally a sports show. That's all we ever talk about. So let's just head down and power through that.
I gotta disagree with you, Ruben, though. I think Cam's the goods. I think he raised his game. There is a thing, I was listening the other day about how athletes, when they really kick it into another gear, it's really their confidence.
Yeah.
Like everyone's a certain athletic. We can all agree. Everyone's got a certain athletic abilities, right? They don't make it to the big show unless they have those. But it's really what makes a superstar a superstar is their confidence. They just think they can do pretty much anything. And I think that Cam's at that point where he has complete confidence. The way they've come out and played in these playoffs, he's really done it. I don't think he's going to have any catastrophic errors. And I even do think if he throws like a pick, what's the worst thing going to happen, right? A pick six, maybe. I think he's going to come back on the next series and be fine.
This season?
I don't even know if he's thrown a pick six this season.
I don't know that he has thrown a pick
six. So then the absolute worst thing that could happen to this poor child is to see a pick six at the beginning of a Super Bowl that he's waited his whole life for.
Oh, see, I don't think if it happens at the beginning of the Super Bowl, it's fine because you've got a lot of time to get over it. I think if it happens later, if it's a tight fourth quarter game, if we're going to the fourth quarter and that Denver D is keeping it tight, maybe then I'd be like, oh, let's see if he's got it.
I just can't shake.
The same thing about Peyton, though. Peyton does not play well in big games. He
right.
threw that pick six against the Saints.
Right. Look, I'm not like vouching for Peyton. It's not. I'm not like giving Peyton any credit here. I'm just saying that of those two guys, I think the person that's more prepared to play this game are the Broncos. I think it's fucking Peyton Manning.
And I'll tell you this as well. I think. As much as I hate Skip Bayless, because I really do hate that person, I really don't like.
Jesus
I don't.
Christ,
I don't like him.
Bring up Skip?
Yeah, I agree with the point that he made. Is that the Super Bowl is lesser this year because I did want to see Brady versus Newton. I did want to see that.
Really?
Yeah, I wanted to see that game. I wanted to see the Panthers redeem themselves against the team that destroyed them. I mean, who was their last quarterback? The Panthers in the Super Bowl? Jake Delhomme.
Yep.
I mean, come on.
Yeah, he washed my car last weekend. He's in that
I know, yeah. He's trying to work at the hat shop, Alex Delhomme.
Well, we're not hiring Jake Delhomme.
No, he's going to fumble a hat.
I want closers.
Yeah. So, let's talk a little bit about Kevin De Bruyne, Alex.
You want to switch to football now? You want to talk to a real football?
I want to talk to you about why this will absolutely hinder Manchester City's chance at a Premier League title.
Boring.
I love when you want to talk about Manchester City because it means you don't have to talk about Manchester United.
I'll talk about Manchester United.
Boring.
I'm not dissuaded by the fact that my manager is an absolute maroon.
Only you two people care about this.
No, it's not true. A lot of people do care about this. They just don't have the knowledge to talk about it.
No one who listens to our show gives a fuck.
They do. All right, Alex.
Well, hold on. I'm not done. I know you want to talk football.
All right, talk Newton.
Football.
Go ahead.
You guys make the perception that's out there with Cam. I'm hearing this a lot from, it's like Trump voters have an issue with Cam Newton. It's like white, older white guys often have a problem with him celebrating. Do you think it's a race-based thing? Or no. Do you think that there's
I think it's a cocky young shithead thing. If he was blonde, I would still dislike him.
Okay.
I don't even view him as black.
Well,
I see a helmet and hips when he's moving.
See, I want to get more into this little topic here because I think if you're walking around going, well, I don't like Cam Newton because he's black, you're an absolute fucking idiot, one. And two, I think that if you try to put all black people in a corner based on Cam Newton, you're a fucking idiot as well.
Yeah, you're like... They're all just extremely talented, hardworking athletes.
Yeah, or it's one of these things that you have to look at so closely, and then when you explain it, you sort of have to walk on eggshells, but I'm not going to walk on eggshells. I've said it a million times before that if you're looking at race in sports, you're a fucking idiot. There's no reason to. A man is a man, a woman's a woman, and they play sports. That's it. You know, I don't particularly like women's soccer. I don't particularly like women's basketball.
But that's a preference. I don't like soccer. It doesn't mean I don't like men.
Right.
I love men.
And Ruben loves men.
I love men.
So.
Well, I feel like I'm hearing that a lot out there.
Yeah.
And I wonder
you
about
love
it.
Men?
No. That's been out there for a long time.
I've heard that for years.
No, just that it's a race thing. And I kind of see that a little bit. I wonder if it was Johnny Manziel. If people would be bringing up how cocky he is or whatever.
I'd hate him.
I'd be calling him a cracker piece of shit, probably.
I hate him. I mean, I hate him.
This. I think Johnny Manziel plays for the Dallas Cowboys next year. And
yes.
I'm gonna
oh, yeah.
Of that sinking
yes.
ship.
Yes.
Fuck the Jets. All right, bye.
Alright, thanks Alex.
Fuck the Jets, that's how we leave.
Just a perfect, like, yeah. Nah, also fuck you.
Yeah, no, the Bears are kind of good, Alex. I know, the Bears are a good team.
The Bears?
Yeah, he's a Bears fan.
You're a Bears fan.
Well, he left.
I'm still addressing him.
I'm
addressing his virtual ghost. His ghost.
In the room with
it
us.
Was just so real
where's
with the headphones
the
on and this blindfold
no.
and this harness.
So, yeah, okay, you want to talk about it as a race issue? It's one of those things where I've seen so many people criticize. You criticize what white running backs. You criticize black quarterbacks. Do they have it? Do they have this thing? If you're in the NFL, you probably have it.
Absolutely.
You made it to the NFL. Like, would I want Mike Allstott as my running back? No. But he made it to the NFL. I know he's talented.
Yep.
That's not a question. I don't look at it that way. If you're in the NFL, you're talented. But I can also tell you that if you're in the NFL and you're not talented, you're probably playing for the New York Giants. Probably.
The point is, everyone who made it to this point...
Like, I hate Victor Cruz. I hate that he salsas all over the place.
He's a great wide receiver.
He's not great.
He's a very good wide receiver.
He's not even very good anymore. He's often injured and going to be teamless in about 6 months.
He's good.
Okay. No, Odell Beckham Jr. is good.
Just good.
Very good. One of the best in the league.
Okay, thank you.
I still don't think he's the best. People
hey,
are trying to
Jarvis
convince
Landry,
me.
Pro Bowl.
Yeah, Pro Bowl reserve after 16 guys dropped.
It's all right. He
like
got
the,
it.
This is like
got
the
it.
Worst.
In.
Do you realize how
it.
Many Oakland Raiders are playing in this Pro Bowl?
That's because of fans like you, Joe. Yeah,
why?
You love the Oakland Raiders.
I didn't vote for the Pro Bowl.
You didn't vote for the Pro Bowl this year?
Who have you ever voted for the Pro Bowl?
Yeah, all Raiders every year.
Wow. Rich Gannon for 6 years in a row.
Yep, that's why he made it. My fault. My vote.
But I don't understand why we're looking at this as a race issue.
Well, we aren't. It's just an unavoidable thing. Yeah. If you do anything in public, there are enough stupid people that this will become an issue. It'll continue to become an issue.
You should look at it as a talent thing. Is he talented? Oh, he's unbelievably talented. And he's got he has what I want in a quarterback. Balls. He fights for every yard. He's got an arm and a release that is so beautiful. It's like it's – you can frame his throws and put them on the wall and people go, well, that's art.
Absolutely.
They're great throws.
I'm not taking any of this away from him.
One thing I will criticize Cam Newton for, which a lot of people like, I don't like running quarterbacks. I just don't. It never does anything for me. He fights for the extra yard, sure. There's going to be one time where somebody doesn't like Cam Newton on another team, and they're gonna try to hurt him, and they're gonna do it.
Considering how well this Broncos defense has been playing, I'm sure that the initial plan against him is to just destroy his confidence. The most aggressive.
Wade Phillips needs to be some sort of MVP for that Patriots game. What he did to Tom Brady, I've never seen before.
So there's something I haven't heard at all. I heard, oh, wow, Broncos D. Anyway, and they're just like, wow, Cam Newton. Does anybody realize that this Patriots team, like, I get it, they were injured
a
little
bit.
Their
offensive line was really beat up.
Okay.
Really, really beat up.
Dude, nobody did that to the Patriots all year.
No,
the Patriots scored 18 points in a huge game.
It's not even the 18 points as much as it's they were rushing three defenders only and still getting pressure and still Rob Gronkowski had how many catches?
He had 40 yards and a touchdown.
Right. Brandon LaFell wasn't even targeted.
Nope.
Nobody had 100 yards.
Dude, the guy had fucking 2 seconds or less.
There were two or three drops, though, that did cost the Patriots.
That'll happen.
And, hey, guys who's arguably one of the greatest field goal kickers I've ever seen, you can't miss an extra point. You just can't.
Yep.
And it's the first one he's missed in his career.
Well, they pulled it back to 25
yards. I understand that.
All the attention is on the Panthers because, look, they've had a fucking amazing season.
Yeah.
And I've gone back and I've watched things because I totally ignored them for the first 14 games of the season. I did. I didn't give a rat's fucking ass. And I was excited when they lost their first game, particularly within the division, to one of the worst teams in football, Atlanta Falcons.
Yeah. Yeah, oh boy, we were all over. Even when the Falcons were 6-0, we were all over that train.
Oh, we knew that shit.
We told you that. That's fraudulent.
We're sitting there looking in the engine room going like, it's just four Flintstones running as hard as they can.
Yeah, listen,
they're going to get exhausted.
Devonta Freeman was gonna die, you know?
He still had pretty good games, actually.
Then
fantasy
he got injured.
Wise,
then he got
wise,
injured.
Yeah.
Matt Ryan, I cannot believe in that guy. I will never believe in Matt Ryan. He can never.
Yeah.
The
guy
me
has Julio Jones, Roddy White, and fucking Tony.
And he had Tony
Gonzalez
for
a long time.
Two or three years. No, he had Tony Gonzalez for two or three years. A
couple years.
Right.
Enough.
And you couldn't get it done with that?
Yeah.
That's insane.
Yeah. You know what? You're right, Joe.
That's insane.
I think you're right about that.
I mean, granted, the guy does get sacked quite a bit because he stands there.
But you know what? That's part of that Matty Ice, man. I like that he's cool and calm and collected.
But
what's missing is that
fire. Yeah.
That sucks. Anyway, why are we talking about them? Fuck them. Who cares?
Because
they beat Carolina.
Yeah. So what happened to Tom Brady, I've never seen before. He was knocked down 17 times.
No, I've seen that before.
Times. You seen him get knocked down 17 times?
Not about 17, but the Dolphins have definitely destroyed his life.
They sacked him 7 times.
We've sacked Brady 7 times. In a game. I know we have.
Okay, great.
You're saying you've never seen it done before. We've done it.
I'm telling you, I've never seen a defense shut down those wide receivers like that. That was something else.
So,
that was an inspired performance by a defense that really, I thought they were good. I knew they were a good defense. But as they're working hard, this guy Mike Wolf, this big white man with all the tattoos and inside lineman, man, he's great.
Yo,
They gave him $50 million because of this year.
This team, this defense, I think, is good enough to slow down.
You can't fuck with the Panthers defense either.
I understand that.
Defense too.
But now think about close game. Because I've seen the Panthers score a whole ton of points and win games like that.
If you're going to give think up 30 it. Points to the Broncos, you're going to lose to the Broncos.
So what happens now when you have to get look, the Peyton Manning? I get Manning. It. Manning can make big mistakes. Manning can do blah, 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 blah. If it's a close game and he has his time and they can run the ball and short passes, and really that offense is still very diverse because he's still – Peyton Manning is still – very good. Let's not forget that.
To the people that watched that Patriots-Broncos game and told me that, oh, Peyton Manning just managed the game. What are you watching?
It's easy for him to manage the game when the defense is locking it down like that.
But the guy also, he threw two touchdowns, threw for like 270 yards. What management? I saw a dominance. I didn't see management. I saw Peyton Manning. Granted, yes, he's throwing 15-yard, 20-yard balls, but...
Perfect.
But think about this. Demaryius Thomas had one catch for 3 yards that entire game.
Yeah.
Owen Daniels. You know, he beat you with Owen Daniels right up the middle. But that's right in your ass.
But that's Belichick, like, to
the cockiness. The cockiness of Bill Belichick.
Well, what he does is, what's your biggest weapon? I'm going to take that away. You got to beat us with, I don't know, Owen Daniels. Yeah. And there it is.
And then they do. And then what are you going to do?
Just like Manningham, just like, you know, like... That's the way you want to beat the Patriots is for your number three guy to have a good game.
And how many times are you going to beat yourself on 4th and 2, Belichick? This is three or four times now.
That's rough, yeah.
I mean, just why don't you just kick the field goal and try and make a stop?
Hmm?
Just try. I don't get it. I didn't understand that. And just there were some poor choices by Tom Brady in that game.
Mm-hmm.
Which
well, when you're getting your ass whooped and getting thrown around, you're not going to be making the best decisions.
I hope this sticks in his brain. I really do. Not like, am I done? Because clearly he's not done.
No.
But I hope that feeling sticks in his brain, and he knows that he can be gotten to, and maybe the confidence wavers a little bit, because you know when Brady hangs it up. Belichick is following him.
Oh, yeah.
Right.
There's
out
no
the
There's no reason
door.
For him to hang out.
There's no need.
He's
done.
Four Super Bowls? Five?
And then
gross?
Nick Saban will come to the Patriots.
Nick Saban?
Yeah, the coach of Alabama.
Oh. I believe. Well, no. Let's
Pete Carroll.
Oh, maybe. Let's just remember Nick Saban with the Dolphins and the fact that he didn't know what he was doing.
He also didn't really have a quarterback at that time.
It's all right.
Or a running back. Or an offensive line.
But you got to, I mean.
Defense. Or anything that wasn't. Oh,
okay, so what are the What are the Patriots going to have when Brady goes?
Do you know their backup, Jimmy Garoppolo? This get
their backup, Brian Hoyer.
No,
their backup,
no.
Matt Castle.
This kid,
man, I'm telling you, this kid.
They drafted him 2 years ago.
Did you hear what
Garoppolo.
I said?
Yes.
You hear those names?
Yes.
Because
yes.
people
and
used to say that about those guys.
Why do you think?
Brady has more years than him,
and Jimmy Garoppolo is still there. And
he just got there.
2 years ago.
That's nothing.
Okay, Matt Castle was gone after 2 years. Right. Brian Hoyer was probably gone after 2 years. Mallett.
Ryan Mallett.
A nut job.
But you
tripping
know,
on Robitussin all
you know,
the time.
You know why he got a job? Because people go, oh, man, Patriots, this guy sitting behind Tom Brady.
No,
let me tell you.
Ruben,
you have three fucking examples of exactly
this,
what you're talking about,
Joe. I saw this kid play. I saw him play.
So did I. I saw fucking Hoyer play. No. I saw Mallett play. I saw fucking Castle play.
Okay, Matt Castle.
They won 10 fucking games with Matt Castle.
Matt Castle had 2 good years on the Chiefs. He had 2 good years. All right? But let me tell you, this kid Garoppolo, this guy's got an arm. It's not going to quit, Ruben. He's small. That's the only slight against him. He's very small.
Good luck not having Tom Brady and then that offensive line.
I want them to not have Tom Brady.
Me too. Shit.
Let's open the division up to teams again.
Yeah, let's open the conference a little.
Yeah, and I want Rex Ryan to stay exactly where he is for the next 30 till he drops dead on the sidelines.
He wasn't fired, huh?
No, but they have decreed that if he does not make the playoffs next year, he's going to be fired. So he's going to be fired. He's probably going to be fired.
Well then.
All right, let's go to basketball.
Yeah.
I'm so happy.
You're so happy.
I'm very happy. I like what the Knicks have done. I know they dropped a few, but that's mostly because Porzingis and Melo have been out. Melo, something going on with his knee, sore right knee.
Yeah.
It all stems from the surgery, but a couple weeks ago, guy tripped over the official, and it was the official's fault because the official was just standing there, and Melo was backing up, and the official...
Didn't move.
Didn't move. And he tweaked his knee. Tweaked his right knee.
On the fucking official?
On the official.
Wow.
And Melo has played sporadically the last four or five games. He's maybe played one or two games. And we destroyed Phoenix the other night because we had them both back.
Right.
We got the shit kicked out of us by the Clippers.
That's... I'm sorry.
Because we were coming off a two overtime game.
Yeah, I was about to go into the Blake Griffin thing, but...
Oh, yeah, we'll talk about that, too. We hung in there with the Thunder without Melo.
Well, I mean, you had beat the Thunder before.
Yeah, and we were going to beat them again, except I don't understand what Derek Fisher is doing within the last 2 minutes of close games. His rotations are the worst. Just leave Porzingis in there. What's going to happen to him? What? He's 20. What's going to happen?
I mean, why has he been out?
He had the flu.
Okay.
And his foot, he had a sore right foot, which really got me scared because, you know, big men and feet.
Yep.
It's just not.
Big feet men.
Big feet men. Feet and back. That's what you really have to worry about on big guys.
Well, that's what's wrong over here with Whiteside.
Yeah. And that immediately made me think of Greg Oden. I was like, oh, my God.
Yeah.
Because when you're that tall and you're putting that much pressure on your knees, feet, and back, it could really go south pretty quickly. But he bounced back, had a great game last night, I think it was. They went 17-10 or 18-10. Melo, just getting his legs back under him, 18-10. I'm looking to see if the trades that they're talking about actually go down. Because I don't know if you've read, they're really looking hard at Jeff Teague of the Hawks.
Yeah, I heard that.
They're really looking hard.
Yeah.
The only thing is you'd have to pay him next year. I want to wait. I just want to wait till the end of the year, see where we're at.
Really?
Yeah. I think, I think I said this 2 weeks ago, you don't have to panic. You're a game and a half out of eighth place.
Yeah.
If you want to make a small move, nothing crazy,
yeah.
You want to get a backup center because you need one of those.
Yeah.
I'm getting Robin sick Lopez of that and... fuck face.
Yeah.
I'm sick of that guy. Kevin Seraphin is not an answer. Kylo Quinn sometimes is great, and then sometimes he's just like, where'd this guy come from?
Mm-hmm.
You know? And you must get rid of Jose Calderon. You have to get rid of Jose Calderon.
So what do you think you can get for Calderon besides like
second round pick?
Yeah.
I'll take it.
Yeah.
I'll take picks.
Mm-hmm.
They just brought up the Greek Freak's brother, Theonis Antetokounmpo. From the Westchester Knicks.
Great name.
And people are also clamoring to get Jimmer Fredette up here. The kid from BYU. I hate Jimmer Fredette. I find him to be disgusting. I don't like the way he plays basketball. Because if you want a cardboard cutout that can't play defense, you got it with Jose Calderon. Jimmer Fredette cannot play basketball. Jason Bogdan, if you're listening, get off the Jimmer Fredette bandwagon. The guy sucks. He is trash. Thank you very much. But the Knicks do play the Warriors tonight.
So, you got that. Next.
Well, the Warriors only beat the Sixers by 2 yesterday.
Doesn't matter. They beat them.
Oh, in the last second.
So what?
They had a 30-point lead at halftime.
Because they were fucking... They didn't feel like playing.
I know the Spurs lost to the Warriors.
They did. Forget about lost.
I know. They got blown out. And the Cavaliers beat them yesterday, too. Pretty good. 117-103.
With Duncan?
No.
Okay.
Still so no Duncan.
Yeah.
Right. I reserve the right... I'm keeping my prediction that the Spurs will beat the Warriors.
Yeah.
I know they will.
Well, I was watching the Golden State Spurs game, and I was like, wow, this is the worst thing that Golden State can do, because now Pop just has all their plays.
Yep. An infinite thought process to go.
Just sitting there going like, oh, well, that worked for them, so that's not going to work anymore.
If you notice, when they had all their bigs out there, the Warriors were a little confused.
Mm-hmm.
Imagine this, and this is just a real hypothetical, probably won't happen. Maybe one or two of the games, you start Boris Diaw, Kyle Anderson, LaMarcus Aldridge, Kawhi Leonard, and Tony Parker is your point, and you have Tim Duncan come off the bench as a sixth man. Now imagine that. Imagine how flummoxed... the fucking Warriors would be with just essentially four guys over 6'10".
Yeah.
And Tony Parker. I mean, you know, just think about what Pops can do. Because Pops has been coaching way longer than Steve Kerr. Mm-hmm. And in my opinion, is a way better coach than Steve Kerr.
Of course. But Greg Popovich is, I don't know. I can't imagine an argument, but no. The greatest basketball coach of all time. Really?
Phil Jackson.
Phil Jackson had Michael Jordan.
Okay. Pops had Tim Duncan, Kobe.
Not Michael Jordan.
Tim Duncan's the greatest power forward of all time.
That's wonderful. He's not Michael Jordan.
Okay. He's not Michael Jordan.
He can't just take over a game by himself.
Yes, he used to. He did it. He didn't do it flashy, though. Oh, and by the way, speaking of one of the greatest of all time, DeMarcus Cousins, my friend, in the past month of basketball, is averaging 31 points and 16 rebounds. Only done one time ever by Oscar Robertson. DeMarcus Cousins.
What's the record?
They're in eighth place. They're in the playoffs. Don't worry about it. They're in the playoffs. They got there. They're going to get there.
They're going to get to the playoffs.
I do. I do believe that. They score a lot of points. They give up a lot of points, but they score a lot of points. Talk about Whiteside.
Well, the thing about Whiteside is the specific injury he has, which is not it's like a back injury. I read about it a little this morning too. It's happened to Dwight Howard. It's happened to Bogut, and the physical therapy and the kind of like recuperation time varies. He's a young player. I think he has the right kind of squad that it's kind of like, we don't need you back immediately. In fact, we're on a 3-game winning streak because Wade has turned back the clock.
Okay. But then every 7 games he turns the clock forward and you go, well, wait a minute. This guy's old.
Okay, what are you going to do?
Listen,
you're not going to win every fucking game. That's not how this works.
I thought the Heat were going to finish a top 3 team. They're not.
No.
I do think the East is still wide open. People are trying to convince me about the Cavaliers. I still don't care, and I don't believe in them.
Absolutely not.
You know, because Kevin Love, you see this thing going on with Kevin Love with them?
No, what?
A couple weeks ago, they gave an interview after they got killed by the Warriors.
Mm.
Gave an interview in the locker room, and Kevin Love said, we all have to look at ourselves in the mirror, and gave an eye roll, like, to the left. He said, and it all starts with our leader over there. And I just thought to myself, you fucking idiot. What are you doing?
Yeah, why would he do that to Tristan Thompson? That's weird.
Matthew Dellavedova is the best. No, but really, they brought you here. They took you out of the landfill that was the Timberwolves. But now I'm thinking about it. You think about that trade. Think of Wiggins with LeBron. Think of how that really would have worked. And if you kept that, I think that, was that pick always going to the Warriors? The Timberwolves, the Love pick? Or was that from Cleveland? It wasn't from Cleveland. Because they
Cleveland picked Wiggins.
And then traded him. Did Cleveland get another pick?
I don't know. I don't think so.
Okay.
I think it was just a straight up Wiggins.
Oh, they got Anthony Bennett, too, who actually turned out to be a bum, who is a bum.
Yeah.
I don't understand the balls that this guy has, because in that game, Kevin Love scored 4 points. I mean, what balls do you have? And granted, I don't like LeBron as a person. As a basketball player, I respect the fuck out of him. He's great.
Yeah.
So I don't understand where you're coming from. And if I was the general manager of the Cleveland Cavaliers, I would just walk up to Kevin Love and say, listen, we got the Philadelphia 76ers on the phone, okay? And we're going to do Jahlil Okafor for you. And you can enjoy Philadelphia.
Okafor?
Yeah. Yeah. Imagine, imagine what they would do to that kid over there. They would make him one of the best in the league. LeBron's tutelage, Kyrie Irving. I mean, granted, you got a knucklehead like J.R. Smith on the team. I understand that. But you just eradicate that. Send him over, too.
Yeah.
You know? But just imagine Jahlil Okafor, LeBron James, Kyrie Irving, Tristan Thompson. Be a really, really, really good team.
Yeah.
And then I would say, okay, they're the favorites in the East.
Mm-hmm.
But I'm looking at it right now, and I can't tell you who's going to win the East. It's very hard. I still think the Pistons are an underrated team. I think the Celtics are an underrated team.
Come on.
No, I do, man. They play hard basketball. They play a different type of basketball.
Yeah.
Defense-oriented. But what I would like to see, my preferred NBA finals would be the Spurs and the Bulls. I'd like to see that.
The Bulls?
I want to see the Bulls in the NBA finals.
What?
Yeah.
Where did that come from?
I want to see the Spurs win.
Oh, well, just have them play anyone in the East.
They,
Who can beat the Spurs in the East in a series?
I don't know.
No one.
The Raptors are really good. And they're not fraudulent like last year. This year, they're better.
They're reaching, Joe.
I'm not reaching, Ruben. Watch them play basketball. They're really good.
You're reaching.
All right. DeMar DeRozan's taking a step forward, and I believe in them. And
he's going to take a step forward. There will be no floor underneath him, and he will fall flat on his face.
All right.
Down a flight of steps.
Manchester United.
What?
Forever.
What?
Glory, glory, Man United.
Is he switching to... Is he a soccer player now?
No, I'm just telling you. We play Stoke City tomorrow. We're gonna get a W. It's gonna be okay. But we gotta fire Louis van Gaal. We gotta get Harry Kane over here. We gotta get Dele Alli over here. We're gonna get better. We're gonna get better. Don't anybody switch. Don't go away. United will get better. Roll Tide.
Yeah, I think WWE made the right decision by having Triple H win the Royal Rumble and become WWF champion again. WWE champion, excuse me.
Well, you're in the minority on that.
Well, whatever. It's better than Roman Reigns.
I don't know who these people are. I know who Triple H is. Paul Levesque.
Paul Levesque from Connecticut somewhere.
My arm just broke.
Good. So,
really
that's what you get.
Noise.
Well, now, you know, Road to WrestleMania, I'm kind of excited about it. That has nothing to do with what I'm going to say next. Today is January 31st, 2016. It would have been the 31st birthday of my very best friend growing up, Brian King, who committed suicide at 19, which is now, 12 fucking years ago. So I just kind of want to wish him a happy birthday. Let him know that he made a really stupid decision. And I can't wait to see him in the afterlife and punch him really hard in the face.
Yeah, man.
I know he would have been having a fucking great time as an adult. And that's pretty much it. I don't necessarily want to go too into that. I just wanted to make a statement. And, you know, there's the very typical, you know, suicide is a temporary answer.
Yeah.
Permanent solution to a temporary problem. Just, you know... I'm fine. You have to die. Everyone has to die. I hope everyone dies.
I'm for it.
I like hope it. Not in like a survival. No. I genuinely hope everyone I've ever met in my life fucking dies.
Dead.
However, the idea of ending a poorly punctuated sentence is a little upsetting. You're 19 years old. You haven't figured it out.
Nope.
You haven't figured out what the fuck a sentence is.
And we've all thought about it at
that age. Absolutely. I have recently.
Yeah.
I think about that shit all the time.
It's hard.
And there's no real words of advice or anything. It's just such a fucking stupid and selfish act. And for all that I'd like to argue against it, there are a lot of people that still will listen to you if you have something that's eating away at you. Always, you know, some sort of connection you can make. Forget about it if it's people. Put on a fucking record, watch a film, read a book, connect. We're human beings, you know?
Like, all us.
Yeah. We'll fucking talk to you a little bit. That's it, man.
Apples and oranges.
Good night. Or goodbye.
Good night. Kilometers.